What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wes, consumer spending is shifting and bourbon lovers have started pursuing cheaper bourbons. But is the discount really worth the sacrifice of quality? Yeah. You want to find out? Then stick around.
All right, folks, welcome on in here. We're glad you joined us on this fine Friday. It is the world famous Bourbon Real Talk show, and we can say that because people tune in from all over the world, and we're so thankful for all of you, but we are especially thankful for our patrons. These are the people, the real MVPs who make this show happen. So those names you see on the screen right now are the patrons who are on our top tier levels. We have tons of levels, but these are the top tier who really believe in what we're doing. They support the mission of the channel, and so that's why we're here filming for you today. Mm-hmm. And so we're super thankful for you guys. So if you want to know more about the Patreon options, stick around to the end of the video, and we'll tell you all about it.
Awesome. All right, so recently I was on the phone with one of the most influential spirits buyers.
Me?
Are you a spirits buyer?
I buy spirits.
Okay, well.
All the time.
I meant somebody who buys spirits for retail stores.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I just buy
and
it
he's
for
the
mine.
Kind of maker, he's the kind of guy, like, he has the power to make and break a brand.
Ooh, okay. That's definitely not me.
And he flat out told me that the over $50 market was dead in American whiskey.
Ooh.
And good news for me, I have the only $50 bottle of 12-year age-stated whiskey in the country that is not on allocation. And
humble brag.
It's not really me. It's whole team. But anyways, that retailer is doing very well with that bottle.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But it got me to thinking, like, there are a bunch of whiskeys out there that there's two versions of it.
Uh-huh.
And one is under $50 and one is above $50.
Well over $50, yeah.
And so what would happen if we blinded the under 50 version with the over 50 version?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great idea.
And we saw for ourselves whether or not we would think that the discount was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Or should you as a consumer spend the extra money and maybe drink a little less frequently because the drinking experience is going to be even better.
Mm.
Okay. And so the blinds that we have set up here, we want to do a variety of distilleries and spirits.
Yeah.
So representing Buffalo Trace, we have a Sazerac, happens to be a single barrel rye.
Okay.
So they do have the Sazerac small batch, which in our market is $28.99, but the single barrel is $30.99.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Sazerac single barrel versus the Saz 18. Year old.
It's not $30.
That is not $30. It is. It does retail for $119.99.
If you find that.
If you saved up your points for 5 years, or you camped outside of a liquor store for 2 days, or you just decided to go on the secondary market,
or you did some shady stuff that we don't want to hear about.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about on the secondary market and spend over $1,000. That bottle is hard to come by.
Okay.
Tell them what the next lineup is, because this is your specialty.
Oh, okay. Well, so we got some Knob Creek in here.
We got some Knob Creek.
All right. My favorite. All right. So we got a Knob Creek 9-year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are just under $30, at least in this market.
Mm-hmm. And for the record, I know in your market it's not under $30.
Yes.
And I know you're going to want to say so in the comments.
And we're so
but
sorry.
But we literally looked this up on Total Wine today to make sure our price was still below $30.
We're sorry you don't live in Texas. You should.
Yeah, you should.
But anyways.
I know a good realtor.
Yes, we do. Knob Creek 9-year is worth the move to Texas in itself.
Yeah.
But if we are going to compare that with its bigger brother, we're going to be talking about the KC-12.
Yeah.
Right? Your Knob Creek 12-year, similar proof point, of course, same proof point, and it's a little bit more expensive, around $62, $63, somewhere in there.
So to jump from like $30 to $63 over 3 years, where this is going to be an interesting lineup.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the same price. So I'm curious to know if I would even tell the difference, because I do drink a fair amount.
Oh, he's going to know that. I mean, he's going to know which one is Knob Creek, and he's going to know which one is the 9. The curiosity will be whether or not he picks the 9 or the 12.
Yeah.
And then Wild Turkey 101 is one of my favorites.
Yep.
In our market, it is $19.99.
Gosh, what a solid pool.
It's 101 proof, obviously.
Yeah.
They have another much more expensive version called Kentucky Spirit that's also 101 proof, but it is a single barrel. Mm. And the price jumps from $20 to $80.99 in our market.
Stiff. That's a stiff price to pay.
So here's the question. Can you tell the difference?
I don't know, man.
This and so what do you say?
We could have that more expensive taste. You never know.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Let's taste it up and see what happens.
All right.
Testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? USA?
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Do you have your rankings?
I've got them.
I think it'd be fun for us to say what we picked and why we picked it before we do the reveal.
Okay.
Okay, so pretty obvious that the first one was the rye.
Yeah.
I strongly preferred the one on the right.
I did too.
Which I believe is the Sazerac single barrel. I think that the one on the left is the 18-year-old, and I think that because it tastes terrible.
That's a good way of putting it.
Saz 18 is just like way overblown, like way too much oak, not enough fruit in the mid palate. But we'll see if I'm right. What are your thoughts on those two?
You took the words out of my mouth. I do think the right is the single barrel and the left, and I think, is a Saz 18. And like you said, it's just got way too many like funky flavors that are just not a usual, not only bourbon flavor, but a rye flavor. Just your typical whiskey notes that you would look for. It's just like something's going on there that I don't like.
Okay. So moving on to the second pairing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was a little unsure which of the second and the third pairing.
We picked the same thing.
All the way down the board, yeah. I actually am unsure whether or not the second pairing or the third pairing was Knob Creek.
You know what is embarrassing but true? I agree. I could not. To me, Wild Turkey just has such a different flavor profile to me.
Not today.
Than Knob Creek. But today, I don't know if she did the same. I don't know what she did.
We're going to find out.
Maybe she just tricked us, but usually I get like a heavy medicinal cherry note with Wild Turkey products, but these, I'm getting like peanutty flavors with both of these.
I get a little peanut on Wild Turkey.
Really?
Not as I much as Beam, but in a blind, sometimes Wild Turkey, I just get a hit of peanut mixed in with that cherry. But if I, gun to my head, I would guess that the second pairing was Knob Creek.
Okay.
What do you think?
Gun to my head, I would guess that the third is Knob Creek.
Okay, so I am probably wrong, because was Knob Creek like the best?
I don't know. I'm so nervous about this. I've never been more nervous about Knob Creek.
Now, on the second round, I picked the one on the left because it had a nicer bouquet of like fruit notes in the mid palate for me. Yeah. And the one on the right was a little too much barrel influence, a little too barrel char, which may be why I think it's Knob Creek, because I'm thinking maybe the Knob Creek 12 has more barrel char, but I have screwed up Knob Creek blinds on this show in the past, and Wes has never.
That could be a first.
Yeah. Tonight. Now, the third flight, what'd you think about that?
So both very peanut forward to me. The one on the right just tasted more like, for lack of better words, just tastes more like what I'm used to, like with a good Knob Creek 9 pour. Like I'm guessing this is Knob Creek 9. I could be wrong.
You're going
to
be right.
But this just tastes more like that beaminess that I've grown to love, a little bit of like a crunchy peanut, like the crunchy peanut butter that you get a little bit of a, just a warmth to it that I really enjoy. And these middle offerings, didn't have quite as much of that, but this one on the left here in the middle, really, I know they're the same proof, right?
Mm-hmm.
101, if this is the Wild Turkey, or if they're the Knob Creek, they're both 100. It just tasted more proofy, which I actually liked in this occasion. It brought a little bit more powerful flavors forward to me than the other one. So that's why I chose that one and this one on the right here.
So the third flight was the hardest for me to call.
Mm-hmm.
These were the most similar on their
very
palate.
Similar, yeah.
Very, very similar. Which also leads me to believe that my call may have been wrong. This could be Knob Creek, because going from a 9 to 12 year of the same spirit would produce the smallest variance. So I don't know, but I did prefer the one that was on the right, as did you. So all across the board, we have the same picks.
Same picks.
Okay. Now,
here's the scary part. Let's see what she got them covered up.
Got them covered up. Chrissy Lynn pours these and then covers them.
Oh, dude, you were right.
What? Okay.
We've got the Knob Creek, the Saz 18 on the right, and the Saz Rye single barrel that we picked on the right.
Just put them all up here and then come back around.
And we've got the Knob Creeks here in the middle. Wow, I got those wrong. And the Wild Turkeys on the far end. Wow, look at that.
Look at that. Okay, so big reveal.
I never thought that Wild Turkey would taste so beamy in my life.
In a blind, bro?
Today,
in a blind. Well, in all fairness, this is our sixth episode.
We've sipped quite a bit of whiskey.
No shame in your game.
But I still picked the Knob Creek 9, which I
yeah, I detected that that barrel char influence from the higher age, and it just goes to show, you know, that some people's palates prefer the more fruity profile that you get on a slightly younger whiskey.
Yeah.
And let's keep in mind that historically, bourbon that was aged over around 8 years in Kentucky was thought to be bad because nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
That it's totally okay to not, you know, super gravitate towards the higher age statements. So in the first flight, we both picked the under $50 version.
Yep.
In the second flight, we both picked the under $50 version. And in the third flight, we both picked the over $50 version. Mm. Now, we have the reveal.
Yep.
Would you say that the variance, because it's already on camera, you just saw it,
yeah,
that this third flight was the hardest for me to identify the two?
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay.
They're very similar.
And so would you, based on flavor difference, say that if you were balling on a budget and you were trying to have a good whiskey experience but not break the bank, would you jump from $20 a bottle to $81 a bottle?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
It's not that big of a price, a taste difference, if there's even a taste difference at all. We just have to choose one. They taste very similar.
Very similar, yeah.
There's no way I would pay more for one than the other. I just cannot believe, like, I thought for sure this was more nutty to me, and I just can't believe, I've never picked up nuttiness.
Really?
Before at Wild Turkey. Never. That's so, I thought she was tricking us.
No. When I actually do blinds, if I taste nutty with cherry, it's Wild Turkey for me. Some people get like this turkey funk, and I typically don't. But if there's like cherry and nutty, it's Wild Turkey for me.
I'm trying to see if I'm getting
But my cherry. Palate's not really keyed in on the nuttiness today. Because both of these tasted so fruity.
I don't know how many ounces of whiskey we've sipped today, but it's been quite a bit. And we are just pretty burnt out.
Yeah, we're burnt out.
But,
yeah.
I mean, still, there's no excuse. I'm sorry, Mr. Beam. I know you're watching this. You're one of my biggest fans, as I am yours. And I really apologize for my mishap today. It'll never happen again.
It'll never happen again. Also, any of the Russells, if you're ready for Wild Turkey 102. That's your guy.
I've already got the whole plan.
Business plan. It's all ready to rock and roll.
Wild Turkey 102 taking over the world.
Yeah. You know why?
Because it's one better.
Always has been, always will be. All right.
Yep.
What do you say we give some whiskey away?
I think we should. Right. I think we should choose three winners.
Okay.
We'll do 1 ounce. What if we just did 1 ounce samples for three different people and we include this same lineup for them to check out on their own?
Okay, but let's do it blind.
Blind.
Yeah, Just like us. That way, they have no idea what they're tasting.
Yep.
Well, I mean, actually, let's talk about that. So, in spirits, okay, for all of you scientists out there watching.
Yes.
Double blind in the beverage alcohol industry is not the same as double blind in clinical trials.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes.
Single blind in beverage alcohol means you don't know what's in the glass, but you know what could be in the glass.
Exactly.
Double blind means you have no idea what's in the glass.
Triple blind means you can't see and you don't know what's in the glass and you don't know what the options are.
That's actually a good idea. Like, there are some whiskey glasses that are not clear, so you can
influenced by the color. I'm down for a triple blind.
That's actually a more interesting way to taste tequilas, because they have, you know, some that are aged and some that are, you know, Blanco. Yep.
Let's do a triple blind soon.
Yeah. So this is going to be a single blind, but you won't know which sample is what.
Mm-hmm.
And so three winners, 1 ounce. You're getting these whiskeys, Saz 18, Saz Single Barrel, Knob Creek 9, Knob Creek 12, Wild Turkey 101, and this single barrel of Kentucky Spirit.
Now, if you want to enter this giveaway, it's super easy. You just need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell, because that'll notify you of future episodes. You need to know about those, because we do giveaways on every episode. So check it out. Ring the bell. And the last thing you need to do is go in the description, fill out the web form, the link's right there, and just give your basic contact information. We're not going to sell it. We're not going to give it away to anybody else. We're going to use it for the randomizer, and then we're going to post those results publicly to whoever won, and we'll use your contact info to ship you these samples absolutely for free. No hidden fees. No, you don't have to pay the shipping. We're not going to stick you with a fee you're not expecting. It is completely free, so make sure you join the giveaway today.
Yeah. And if you like this content, you want to support the channel, we have three different ways. We have a Patreon.
Yep.
Bunch of different membership levels, bunch of different benefit packages. Go check that out. We also have merchandise on the Bourbon Real Talk website. Whiskey stuff created by whiskey people for whiskey people, plus a bunch of customization options.
Yep.
Laser etched glasses, so on and so forth. And then I am a residential real estate agent. That's how I pay for my life. I operate in the Dallas and Houston metro areas, and if you need service in either of those markets, I'd love to talk with you about that. I do give epic whiskey bottles as closing gifts. And you can find links for all three ways to support the channel in the video description with the giveaway link.
Yep.
And if this is your first time tuning in, you may be going like, what the heck is going on? And we'd like to tell you why we do what we do. Of course, we love whiskey education and history, but we care more about people. And what we've learned is that whiskey has a power to bring people together. And sometimes even people that wouldn't have connected with each other. And so I personally was looking for a way to connect people because I lost a loved one to suicide who had started to lose some of those connections. And I saw the power of whiskey and I thought maybe if I could get you connected to whiskey, whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So we started the channel, but we started looking for forums to help like facilitate interaction. And some of the forums had a lot of negativity in them from people we call whiskey trolls that just kind of ruin everybody's good time. And unfortunately, they're so vocal in some communities, they kind of take over the culture and everything's negative. And so those people taught us two things. One, we needed to have a forum that didn't have that negativity. We do have it now. It's called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It is one of the world's largest American whiskey enthusiast forums, and it's absolutely free and it's troll-free. It's been so successful. In fact, we started our own suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit called livestayproject.org.
Yes.
And all that's administered inside the whiskey world. But there was a second thing that that negativity taught us, and that was if those individuals can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. Yes. And that is why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.